Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's Singing Machine first quarter earnings call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, but later on, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. Please note that today's call may be recorded, and I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Brendan Hopkins. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to join us for our first quarter 2020 fiscal earnings report. A brief safe harbor, and we'll get started. Except for historical information contained herein, the statements in this conference call are forward-looking statements that are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements involve known uncertainties, which may cause our actual results in future periods to differ materially from forecasted results. With that said, I'd like to turn the call over to Gary Atkinson, CEO of The Singing Machine.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gary Atkinson speaking. I also have Lionel Marquis, company CFO, and Bernardo Melo, VP of Sales and Marketing, on the phone with me today. I wanted to start off the top of the call talking about tariffs and talking about this trade war because I've certainly seen what I believe to be a lot of misconception, and it's certainly the most asked question that I get from investors and shareholders regarding our status in the tariffs. So I'll start there. So just to begin, I want to clarify to everybody on the call today, as of this moment, we have not paid any money at all in tariffs due to this trade war. So this tariff situation on goods made in China has not impacted us one bit since this trade war has begun. So I want to make that clear from the get-go. Recently, the Trump administration had announced a 10% tariff on about $300 billion worth of goods made in China, effective September 1st, 2020. This list covered pretty much all consumer electronics, toys, laptops, cell phones, shoes, clothing. Pretty much almost everything made in China was on that September 1st list, including Singing Machine. We would have been on that list. Now, recently, yesterday, the administration announced that they were going to be deferring a good portion of categories on that list to December 15th. So roughly about $150 billion worth of goods got moved to December 15th, which, fortunately for us, we happened to be on that list. Our Singing Machine karaoke products were on that new December 15th list. So effectively, for us, that's fantastic news. We will have shipped a significant amount. In fact, all of our product will ship before December 15th. So we are expecting a very, very insignificant impact from the tariffs this fiscal year. As we know, we really don't ship a lot of product after Q4 and into Q1. We typically have a good amount of domestic inventory that lasts for Q4 and Q1. So we're not anticipating much of a tariff at all. One thing I will say is the tariffs do impact our microphones, but that's a much smaller dollar value, and we're not expecting that to account for a significant amount of tariffs for this coming year. But the good news, just to reiterate, our hardware, our karaoke machines, will not be impacted until December 15th. So I hope that clarifies it. Certainly open to answer any questions at the end of the call. With that being said, I want to turn it over to Lionel, who will give us an update on the first quarter results.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Gary. I'm going to have a relatively brief summary here to give you. As typical, first quarter is there's not a whole ton of action here. Most of our action, as you know, is in the second and third quarter. But that being said, we did do $3 million more in sales in the first quarter. Went from $1.8 million in the same quarter last year to $4.8 million this quarter. And this was pretty much a timing issue with regards to one of our major customers who wanted earlier delivery on their Black Friday goods. And that was approximately the entire amount of the increase. So this was primarily a timing issue. On the gross profit side, we did 21.3% gross profit margin last year in the same quarter versus this year's quarter of 20.5%. Those Black Friday goods are generally promotional goods that do carry a lower margin. So as you'll see later on in the year, those margins will kick back up especially significantly with regards to our new Carpool Karaoke microphones that carry a significantly better margin than our standard product. Our selling expenses were up by approximately $213,000 from $446,000 last year, to $659,000 this year, pretty much commensurate with the increase in sales. So all of the variable expenses, including commissions and co-op programs and freight, et cetera, account for most of the increase in there, so it was very much expected. General administrative expenses were up by $162,000 from $1.2 million last year to $1.4 million this year. The primary difference being last year in the first quarter, we had recovered approximately $140,000 worth of administrative bad debt that had been written off from the Toys R Us bankruptcy in the prior year. We were able to recover last year in the first quarter approximately $140,000, which the Toys R Us whole debacle, if you will, is totally behind us now. So we didn't get that benefit in this quarter. So if you take that out of the mix, the general administrative expenses are pretty flat as they were from last quarter. Our net loss was $870,000 in the first quarter versus $1,034,000 in the previous first quarter of last year, 3 cents a share last year versus a loss of 2 cents a share this year, somewhat of an improvement, and again, largely due to the increase in the sales of the Black Friday goods. I'll just touch base a little bit on the balance sheet, our accounts receivable. Compared to last year, last June, was up by $3.6 million, pretty much reflective of the increase in the Black Friday sales to one of our largest customers. Inventory, if you compare it to last year, at the same time, we're about $275,000 lower than we were last year. So we're pretty much on track buying stuff for the season and what we have sold so far. So that we're tracking as expected with inventory expenses. Our accounts payable are up significantly, again, for product that we are buying for the season versus as well as the amount of goods we had to buy for the Black Friday goods for that earlier delivery. One other note, we had a revolving line of credit that we had received from the bank a couple of years ago to help us pay the subordinated debt due to our parent company. That term note was paid off in the quarter, so that debt is paid off at this current portion in time. We do anticipate that, provided we move in the same direction that we did last year, we're hoping to make a significant dent in that related party subordinated debt this year as well. So the goal here is to try and get us, other than our financing that we have from the bank, our seasonal financing from the bank, we're looking to be debt-free from the parent company at a certain point in time, at least where the goal is within the year to be debt-free from any related party debt. So that's my report. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Lionel. At this point, we want to turn it over to Bernardo, who's going to give us an update on some sales and marketing initiatives.
Sure. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being on the call today. I want to start with some with our big launch this year, which is Carpool Karaoke, and give everyone an update on how's it going so far. So we launched pre-sale at some selective retailers beginning in July 1st. It was mostly focused on online with Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, who participated with us by giving us some prominent space on their website and helping us launch the product correctly. The product went into sales initially July 15th, which coincided with a customer activation at Comic-Con this year. Normally, we've done activation or trade shows in the past from a business-to-business standpoint. We felt that Carpool Karaoke was something that we needed to get in the consumer's hands. So we participated in Comic-Con for 4 days. We had a booth right out in the interactive park that went really well. We had an average of 45 minutes to an hour wait time for consumers to participate in 2 or 3 minute song singing. And we got incredible exposure and incredible traffic. If people weren't participating or waiting in line, they were spectating outside, hashtagging, sharing videos and everything on social media, which has helped the awareness phase. From a marketing strategy, we are taking July, August, and September as complete awareness, not calling to action to buy, because since this is a new category, we have to educate consumers on how the product is used, what is the correlation with the popular branding, Carpool Karaoke. As many of you may know, Carpool Karaoke is a popular segment in the Late Late Show with over 3 billion views on social media and all the views that it gets online. So far, we've all our marketing efforts have yielded about 15 million impressions across all different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Google AdWords, and everything. We've also gotten some really good press coverage. We've already had over 20 articles covered, some by some major publications like Pop Sugar, BuzzFeed, CBS, Mental Floss, Wired, Geek Dad. So we've been really aggressive in the way that we're performing this, and we've seen some good results and some good interest and some good feedback. Some of the sales are off to, you know, a pretty good start for such a new category. Amazon is leading the way with in sales so far, and in reviews we have an average of about 4.5 average stars on reviews, which is extremely well for this sort of category. We also have a big palette program launching right now at BJ's, which is a regional club all throughout the East Coast, and that's out right now in the stores. We're also in selected Best Buy stores right by the check lane. So if you're checking out in one of your local Best Buys, you should see us right in the check lane stores. And then we have some big programs going into Walmart in September, Target in October, and several other retails from a national and a regional level. So we've gotten some good distribution. The good thing about Carpool Karaoke is a very good margin item for us. You know, no one else has the rights to the license, so it's something that should be able to boost not only sales, but also some margins, and we're taking some of those profits and reinvesting it heavy into marketing and doing activations. We have partnerships with iHeartRadio, where we're getting digital ads all across to all their users, and also radio spots and activations and concerts. We already participated with New Kids on the Block. We have a concert coming up now, August 27th, for the Backstreet Boys. So this product has been a whole different strategy for us, and really trying to engage directly with the consumer, which we believe will lead to sales and recognition of the item come the third and fourth quarter. And I'll be able to answer any more questions on our initiative at the end of the call. In terms of sales, I'll go through all the regions, starting with Europe. Our distribution expansion continues. We're still doing business with several of the countries, like UK and Germany and Spain, Italy, the Nordics, and Australia. The European market has been tough. They're going through many challenges there. It's become, you know, cheapest item always wins, which it's reflective on some of the orders that we've seen. So far, they've been focusing on lower price goods, and I guess the economy has really impacted those sales. The one that's been really hurt is the UK. All the uncertainty with Brexit has made consumers there in the UK be a little hesitant to buy right now until all the dust settles. So we are expecting the UK to be down this year. Luckily, we have Australia that's booming and is going to replace some of that business. And also the Nordics is going to replace some of that business as well. Australia, we've gone into almost every major retailer there, Costco, Target, the Big W, High Five, and we're still continuing to see sales coming in, orders coming in, even expect some orders in the back half, like October and November. So that's good news there. As for Walmart, Walmart is setting a little bit later this year. They moved their set date from September to October, and that's to coincide with the release of some of the movies, some of the Disney movies and some of the Disney products that are out now. Frozen 2 is coming out in the holidays, so they wanted to make sure that they were properly stocked, and that includes our products. So we should see some added foot traffic there, which is a positive for Singing Machine. So that business continues to be strong for us. We got placement for Black Friday. We got an inline item. We replaced one of our competitors in a party speaker, which is a new category for us this year. And Walmart supported us with that item. So you'll see it in about 2,100 stores this year at $59.99. And we had some good distribution. Also, we continue to expand our relationship with the CE department. So now spreading out our distribution within the store, we have a big initiative going into September, which is earlier than usual for the CE, with carpool karaoke. You'll see it in 1,000 end caps throughout the stores. And then we have a big holiday program as well. Target was tough this year because of the tariffs. They were really concerned. So that program negotiations took longer than we expected, but now that we're in the clear, is all full speed ahead. They're going to expand our assortment from 1,200 stores back to full store distribution, which is 1,780 stores. And we're going to have our own dedicated inline section next to or near Bluetooth speakers and vinyl, which is a high traffic area. They're also supporting carpool karaoke, and we are refreshing the assortment for the first time in 3 years, which we think will bring an upkeep, replacing three items that have done really well across the board, and we're going to introduce them to Target. We're also back in Best Buy. Like I mentioned earlier, carpool karaoke is in there now. We also have a big holiday program coming in the back half where we're distributed to all Best Buy stores. So we're going to have a section with a floor display for carpool karaoke, and we're also going to have two machines represented at Best Buy. So that's good news for us. Carpool karaoke has also opened up different chains for us. You know, we're into groceries now. We're pretty much in all department stores with Saks Fifth Avenue, Macy's, Dillard's, and things like that as a good gift guide. And also .com has supported it by Walmart is going to give us a carpool karaoke day in September. Amazon has done a lot of marketing around carpool karaoke, which we like, and we've done some brand pages. So things are setting up well. I think with the set dates moving back a little bit, that's going to help us out, because then we'll set while the whole department is setting. And the execution level should increase, which has been a big challenge for us at retail before. So we're looking forward to that. And that's pretty much it. You know, we still have our staples like Sam's Club carrying three items, and Costco, and some of the staple distribution that we've had in the past. So I'll turn that back over to Gary, and I'll be available for questions afterwards if you still have some.
Perfect. Thank you, Bernardo. Nice job. I want to make sure we save time for questions, but final thoughts on where we are right now. I mean, it's been a strange year so far. I know we're only in the first quarter, but we've seen, this trade war has caused a lot of uncertainty that has trickled down through to the retailers. So it's been a challenge so far this year. But I can safely say now that things are looking good. I see a very clear solid path for the rest of the year now that these tariffs have been extended to December. And as Bernardo mentioned, we've now finally put all of our retail programs to bed for the back half of the year, and things are looking good for us. So I feel very confident about where we are, where we're going, how this year is going to shape out. I think we've got much stronger distribution than we had last year. We're certainly going to be in more retail stores than we were in last year. So that's all positive news for us. And we're excited to see where Carpool Karaoke can take us over this year and the coming years. So with that being said, I want to make sure I save some time for questions so we can turn it over now to any questions.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchtone phone. You can remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. Again, that is the star and one to ask a question. And we can pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. We'll go ahead and take a question from Ethan Starr. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning. I'm curious, what's the status of you licensed The Voice? I'm wondering if your products for that license are coming out soon.
Hi, good morning, Ethan. I can address that. Yeah, so we as you mentioned, we do have the license for The Voice. This year has been a tough year for licenses just because of all of the new Disney movies that are coming out, and retailers are really allocating a lot of their shelf space to some of these new properties. So you have Frozen 2 coming out later this year. You've had Lion King. You've had Toy Story. You've just had a lot of really big releases coming out. And, you know, unfortunately, it's a very competitive the licensed category is a very competitive space. And with all of these new properties coming out all this year, there just wasn't shelf space available at the majors for the Voice branded product. So we've kind of had to table that for the time being, at least for this year, and try to look at ways to bring it out in a more cohesive structure where we have good integration between hardware and the music and try to bring that story to retail.
Okay. And can you address maybe the sell-through already on the Carpool Karaoke product?
Yeah, I mean, like Bernardo said, it's been strong. I mean, at BJ's, like Bernardo said, BJ's just set with it now. It's only the second week it's been in stores, but right out of the gate, first week, it blew off the shelves. I mean, we even had a comment from the buyer that at this time of year, traditionally a slow time of year for this category, she was very pleased and impressed with the first numbers that we saw coming out. So, you know, we've had some good success. I don't know, Bernardo, if you want to touch on that some more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been pleasantly surprised. Like I said, you know, a lot of our marketing effort has been on the awareness phase. This is one particular item that we're banking on is going to have a lot of user generated content online, and once those videos start circulating, we feel that people are going to rush to the stores and get in them. But we've been really focusing on trying to have awareness. And in the meantime, we're having good sales. I mean, Amazon, is happy with the sales. They placed some additional POs already. And so has Best Buy. So, and it's well distributed. So I think, you'll continue to see steady numbers and then start picking up in September. And then we're going to be ready with changing the strategy in the middle of September into action items, you know, making sure that we're soliciting in our marketing people to buy once it's already been established in the market as a category. So so far so good.
Okay, great. And I've probably asked this in the past, but I keep forgetting. Do you sell any music downloads for karaoke machines?
We do. Music downloads. Yes, so we do have an online store. We have an app for computers where people can go in. It's like the iTunes of karaoke. You can go in and you can purchase karaoke song downloads.
Okay, but I guess that won't be a big driver of sales. That won't be a big area of sales anytime soon.
Well, I mean, the download phase, I mean, we've had the download store out now for a number of years. It's been, it started off as a strong growth area in terms of music, but I think what we've seen, especially last year and trending so far this year, the streaming side of the business for music has really taken over. So now people are, rather than downloading songs, people are opting to rent the catalog, right? So we have an app for the Apple iOS phones, tablets, for Android phones and tablets, where people can download our app and they can literally rent by the month or by the week and have access to the entire catalog. And we're seeing people opting to do that a lot more aggressively than we're seeing on the downloads.
Okay, but is that good? Is that an area of revenue growth potentially?
Rental? We do. We think it is. We think it is. It grew significantly last year over the year before, mainly from the streaming portion of that. And I think this year we're going to continue to see the same thing.
Okay, great. And then the sales shift to the first quarter, that means sales coming out of Q2 and 3 perhaps? A little bit?
Yeah, it's a timing thing. So what we saw last year is those goods probably went out in July, and this year they went out in June, that big spike. So, yeah, there'll be a draw from Q2.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to the Q2 and Q3 results, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Ethan.
And again, that is the star and one on your touch tone phone if you would like to ask a question. And it looks like we have a question from Eric Nickerson. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. What's your latest thinking on swapping our stock listing out from the OTCQX to the NASDAQ?
Yeah, that's a good question, Eric. That was part of something internally that we've been looking at more so prior to the Toys R Us bankruptcy. That was really something that we had had a serious internal game plan to try to execute. Obviously, when Toys R Us filed, it took a little bit of the wind out of our sails, so to speak, and slowed us down from a financial perspective. So I think now we're finally getting back on our feet, and we're in that mindset of growing again. And it's funny you mentioned it's something Brendan and I were just talking about just earlier today. So it's something that we're going to start seriously looking at again. I can't give you a timeline on that because it's kind of internal conversations. But it is something that's on our radar, and it is something that we're going to continue to evaluate because we're understanding that it's becoming harder and harder for shareholders to trade. You know, the outlets where they can buy and sell are getting less and less. So we want to create a market where more people can buy the stock and more people can sell the stock, and that's obviously good for shareholders and shareholder value.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the answer. My own. We've talked about this before, Gary. My own opinion of that, and that hasn't changed. I'd just like you to let me know if you guys bring it up on the table again for consideration.
It is certainly on the table. Yeah, we took a little bit of a break from it, just focusing back on the business and getting our distribution back in line after Toys R Us. But now that I think we've done a good job doing that, we will start looking at options like uplisting again here in the near future.
And it looks like we have one more question, and it comes from Mike Schellinger. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
In the Q4 call, I believe you mentioned that you had plans or had orders for a couple hundred thousand carpool karaoke. If for this calendar year, it looks like you're going to go through that inventory, what's your ability at this point to, or when does sort of the window close for getting more inventory for this calendar year?
Right. So like you said, we have committed already to bringing in a couple hundred thousand units of carpool. We have received, I believe, a good majority of those units already into our warehouse. So those are tariff free. In terms of ordering more for this year, I think it's getting later and later here in the supply chain to be able to react and order more if we were to need it. But again, we think carpool is a year-round item. We're hoping that we can have a solid spring set on this. And if that's the case, then we can still place orders here in the back half of the year and have inventory for spring. So I think plan A is just let's do everything we can to get the inventory that we bought to sell through so that retailers can have a taste of success. And then the plan B is to how do we roll this out into the spring and summer and try to make it a true year-round item.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
And it doesn't look like we have any further questions on the phone line at this time.
All right, everybody. Well, we thank you all again for your time. Thanks for being here with us to discuss our first quarter earnings. And we will look forward to being here again for second quarter and chatting with all of you again. So thank you, everybody.